tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground, the place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is another day for a great, great show today. My next guest, this guest that I'm about to have on this show, it was introduced to me by my former guest named Big Bishop. This is his niece, and she has like a lot of great stories, which I think her story should be shared with the world. So without further ado, please welcome LaTrinity Nelson. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. It's good to see you so much. Good to see you. So before we get started, right, I'd like to ask people this every time I think about it. How is your mental health today? How's everything going on with you today?
My mental health is pretty good, you know. I'm ending my semester as a college student, so the year took a toll, but it's good. It's good.
And trust me, I can't wait till we actually get into your educational background. So this how we're about to get started with the interview, okay? So where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Hinesville, Georgia. It's an hour away from Savannah. Growing up, I was raised by a single parent, like household with my mom. So, you know, there was challenges there, but it was a good life.
Okay. So just like you said, in the household, just your mom, just your mom alone?
My mom, and then I have three younger siblings.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how about your dad?
My father, he was not in my life for real, for real. He was locked up, you know, for a good minute. So I know him, but.
Okay. So how are y'all today? Are y'all like, y'all speak? Are y'all talk? Are y'all close?
No. We're not as close as I would hope to be. Okay. But I do know who he is, and I have like a understanding of things. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope that one day that you and your dad could actually mend things together, because they're not nothing more than a father and a daughter to me. You know what I mean? Yes, ma'am. What values, right, did your mom or your guardian instill in you when you was growing up? What kind of values did you like the church a lot?
I was actually brought up in the church. It was because of the fact that my mom was a single mom, she worked all the time. So I definitely was helped raise, like my grandparents helped raise me, and they definitely had us in the church. We went to a Baptist church. They said I was going to do something. So they put me in the choir. So that's where I learned how to like sing and open my voice and stuff like that. So Lord God is definitely in my life for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I heard you just basically show him some stuff. Oh, you got a voice in you. You have a voice, I'm telling you right now. So you are the oldest of four, am I right?
Yes.
So how did that shape you, shape your sense of responsibility?
Being the oldest child, definitely sometimes you are definitely put in a position to be second mom or second dad. I had to, you know, watch my siblings when my mom had to handle some things, and it just shaped, I had to grow up faster than most, in my opinion, because not only do I have younger people looking at me, I also have to make sure that I'm living right. So they don't have, you know,
yes,
they're in the wrong direction.
Gotcha. So like raising your siblings, your mom, they would do because your mom was working a lot. That's why you had to look after your younger siblings.
Yeah, and I want to say raise, but definitely, you know, babysitting when needed, or they'll go to my grandparents' house and stuff like that. Yeah,
gotcha. Definitely. So I know that was actually rough on you as a young girl coming up, because the power kind of, not to say nothing bad, but kind of taking your childhood away a little bit. So were you able to hang out with your friends anyway as a young girl?
I don't really want to say it took away from my childhood, because I definitely had a childhood. I definitely went out. I definitely explored a lot more than my siblings have. Okay. So I'm grateful for that. It's just, I guess when you think of it as like a a child. I'm older now, so definitely I had a complete different mindset back then. I wanted to, you know, stay out late or go hang out or sleep over at a friend's house. And I couldn't necessarily do that all the time because of the fact that, you know, there was responsibilities. And I would feel some type of way. Don't get me wrong. I have a little attitude. But now growing up, I realize it's just what needed to be done.
Yeah. And your mom needed you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a great thing. So in today's time, right, how close are you and your mom?
We're closer than we used to be.
Okay.
That also had a part in me growing up and like looking back on life and seeing things that she had to deal with and she doesn't necessarily talk about, things that she still doesn't talk about, battles that she's still going through. But growing up and dealing with my own personal battles, I understand like she just needs help. She just needs love. So.
Gotcha. See, Mom. Yeah. Have you ever talked to her about maybe getting some kind of therapy and anything like that?
No.
I know it's kind of hard, especially in the Black community.
Exactly.
I want them to know, because, you know, I work for mental health hospital, and that's one thing I do see a lot, like, especially we as Black people, a lot of time we don't want to go to seek therapy, which I do believe could help if we get at least give it a chance. You know what I mean?
Agreed. That therapy definitely helps out. Mm-hmm. But I also do believe in the Black community, it's hard to ask for help because we don't really get it. So when you do go out there and you do finally, okay, I'm finally at my breaking point, let's get help. It's not the help that you're normally looking for. And then that's when you stir away from it.
Gotcha. I understand that, man. So I will hope your mom get the help that you deserve. Because I always tell my patients, please get the help that you deserve. Because it's very important to work on you know what I mean, your mental health. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So what, other than what we just spoke about, right? What's one lesson from your childhood that you still carry with you today?
That's a good question. So one thing that I carry. Oh, sorry, I was.
No, go ahead.
To take things as what they are. Honestly, okay. Growing up, I used to be a person. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And don't get me wrong, I still do to an extent. And I would always give. And people would give me, they would basically show me what it was. And I would be a blind eye. I'm like, no, you know, you didn't mean to do this. I'm just doing this because I love you. You know, you love me back. Like, I'll get the same, like, you'll reciprocate the energy. But growing up, you have to realize, no, people show you exactly who they are. And you have to take it for what it is.
I agree with that 100%, though, you know. I mean, and she's still young, so you know what I'm saying? Lesson learned. And as you get older, you're still going to learn more lessons. You're never too old to learn nothing at all.
Exactly.
I agree with that. Yes, ma'am. So now, let's get from your childhood. Let's talk about your musical journey, okay? I know. So before we get started, right? What kind of singer do you want, if you ever become a singer right now, right? Mm-hmm. Let us notice you. What kind of singer would want to be, like a gospel singer, an R&B singer?
Definitely. Everything, honestly. R&B, pop, you know, I wouldn't mind dabbling in country, rap, indie. Like, as an artist, I feel like it is important for you to have a wide variety of, like, music, of what you can do. Because when you're put under a label, it kind of refrains you from being out there. So yeah, I would do anything, honestly. I listen to anything. I grew up listening to everything.
That is so true. You just said, I heard some artists say that one time about not labeling them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And see what's going on with Beyonce right now, with her did her country album, and I want to put her into a box, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I listened to her album, I loved it. You know what I mean? I love
She's actually one of my biggest inspirations, just her work ethic. She is. Her work ethic, the way that she sings, her tone, the way that she carries herself. She deals with a lot of hate, but she never really lets that affect her her job.
I agree with that, man. I'm going to tell you something real quick. Because of Beyonce, right? I bought myself a cowboy hat because of her.
I'm going to her concert. I'm not gonna lie. I'm going to her concert.
Are?
Mm-hmm. In July.
Where?
Atlanta, July 13th or 14th. We're going to two shows, actually.
Wow. Yes. Have fun. I know those things are expensive.
Well, okay. They are expensive, don't get me wrong. But we got them for a pretty good price. So they're still high, but not as high as they could be.
Gotcha. Trust me, have fun. Let me know how it is, all right?
Definitely.
Yes, ma'am. So when did you first realize you had the passion for music?
I've always had it. My granddad actually sings. He don't sing like that, but like when you would catch him, you would catch him. And I would always find myself going in, like just sitting in my bathroom, playing instrumentals, playing karaoke, just singing, just playing around. And then once my grandmother got me into the choir for church, that's when like they made me sing. I had no choice at that point. So after that, I've just been a Rolling Stone,
Yeah,
honestly.
wow. And that's one thing I love, especially about the Black family, especially like the ones in the South, how, you know what I'm saying, like the grandparents, everybody's around the
You're gonna
guy.
do something. You're gonna go
Yeah, you know
something.
what I mean? I love that. I mean, I was born in Jamaica, so in Jamaica we don't see that a lot. You know what I mean? Yes, man. So like here in America, I just love that so much, man. Yes. So who were some of your musical inspirations growing up? I know you said Beyoncé is one of them. Yeah.
Beyoncé, Cynthia Erivo, Adele, Yeba, Jasmine Sullivan. Just their voices are very strong. Because I feel like I kind of connect myself to them because I feel like I have a strong voice. Like it's very powerful. It can be. And I feel like listening to them really, it kind of helps in a way.
Got you. But yeah, you just said some heavy hitters, but I tell you. Whoa, yes, ma'am. So do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yes, I do actually.
You do t t t talking about tell me about it.
It was called, the first song I ever wrote was called Love. It was about a time in my life where I wasn't able to like commit myself to people. And instead of talking to them about it, I talked to myself and I wrote a song. It was explaining how you just have to be patient with me. This love thing ain't easy. I'm not used to, good love. So yeah, I just wrote it out and I sung my little heart out, showed some people. They was like, hold on, Trin, this is good. And I was like, okay. And I just kept doing it ever since.
Gotcha. Do you remember how old you were?
I was 17,
For
maybe
17?
17, 18. I think
Okay.
I was 18, actually, yes.
Gotcha. So with that, right? So do you think writing a song or whatever, do you think that helps also with mental health too when you're in the studio or when you're writing something down? What do you think?
Definitely. Writing music, writing songs is, in my opinion, another form of poetry. Poetry and songwriting are literally hand in hand. So when I'm writing, I'm normally writing at like the darkest part of my life, the deepest part of my life. I find myself just like either sitting in a car, listening to instrumentals and humming, singing. It definitely helps. It's definitely therapy for me.
Gotcha. So with that being said, right, what is your creative process like when writing a new song? How do you do that? Like what should you be doing?
Okay, so when I write a song, I look up instrumentals. Because I don't have like professional equipment, I do use like my phone or my iPad. So I go on YouTube and I look up like free little instrumentals, and I hum to them. Or I normally, the first 30 seconds of the beat, I can make a song. Like I can have
All right.
the, I can. It could take the longest time I've took in writing a song probably was like 20 minutes, less is like 10, 15. I'm good with that. Like I could pick up the different rhythms and different sequences of beats. So I listen to the beat, I kind of get into my head, I think of lyrics that possibly go with the beat, and I just start writing. And if it sounds good, I sing it all together and I put it in my phone.
Oh wow,
So
that's talent right there. So let me ask this quick question. There's no question not here, just something I just thought about. So let's say like when you actually writing a song, right? And I don't know how like how rappers do like word count with their lyrics. Is that how you do it too? Like with the beat, you know what I mean?
Can
Like
you explain a little
okay,
bit?
so when I say word count, for the song to go real, for the lyrics to go really good with that beat, right? You can't put too many words within that, I guess that one bar.
You honestly, yes, but you can. It's just how you are able to manipulate the beat and how you're able to manipulate the you know, the whole song in general. And it's about what you're, it's about the rhythm and the rap of your lyrics, to be honest. You could fit as many as you want, honestly, as long as it fit, as long as it fits in between that bar. That's how I look at it.
Okay, gotcha. So, okay, so if the bar is like, say, like a slow rhythm, right? You probably have to rap a little faster to get all the songs. If you, I'm talking as like a rapper or singer.
Yeah, that's actually, that's true, actually, in my, how I look at it. If you have a slower beat, sometimes I feel like you have to rap a little, or rap or sing a little bit faster to kind of like fit your whole point in there, or you could slow it down all the way. If you have a fast beat, sometimes you can go a little bit slower and it'll sound just as good. It's just how you can hear the music, how you can manipulate the music and create what you need to create. That's how I look at it.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm gonna tell you real quick, something real quick. I remember when I was a teenager, I used to write rap songs myself. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't rap, but I used to write songs. Oh man, those were the days though. You know, I wasn't no gangster. You know what I'm saying? But you know how a lot of little teenage boys listen to these gangster songs, gangster rapper, and then you're trying to act like you're hard.
We still got him. We still got him. It's okay.
You're right. Yeah, no man. This little thing. I used to do when I was young. Me and my friends. That's what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you balance your personal story, right, with universal messages in your music? Do you talk about your personal journey within your music?
I do, but I don't. Most of the times, as cliche as it sounds, I talk about, like, relationships in music because, like, that's the easiest way to connect with people.
Okay.
I do have some songs that talk about my life and talk about, like me being in a dark place or me knowing that my time is coming. I actually wrote a song called My Time. And it was pretty good. It talked about how though I am a little lost right now, my time is coming. I'm going to grow my wings. I'm going to fly and I'm going to flourish.
That's good. Did you have it recorded and everything?
I have it recorded like on my phone wise. Yes, I have
it. So do you ever put another song like out on YouTube or anything?
YouTube, no, because of the fact that I do take beats from YouTube and sometimes you have to pay for them. So when you, I can get, what is it, copyrighted on YouTube if I were to do it. I have posted my stuff on Instagram or TikTok, but sometimes even TikTok is hard because they copyright your stuff. So it's the only problem that has been like hindering me is literally the beats and being able to have them, like, you know, to me, have the rights to them, like the ownership to them, which is why I couldn't really put none of my music out there like that. So
gotcha. So what genre or style do you feel best represents your sound?
R&B, definitely. I feel like I'm a mean R&B artist to an extent. I could do some gospel too because I was just growing up in it, so I feel like that's where I'm comfortable at, but definitely R&B.
Gotcha. And one thing I always say about like R&B, right, is I wish they could bring back the 90s feel. I don't know, I'm old school, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The 90s feel of the R&B feeling, because to me, I remember one time, even I think Puff Daddy, I know he's in a lot of trouble right now, but Puff Daddy, PD, he said it one time that R&B is dead, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I actually feel the same way, because, you know, yeah, because a lot of the R&B artists now, they want to link up with like a lot of rappers, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but they don't have that love that, oh man, the baby making music. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, yeah, I understand that. And honestly, I feel like it's because society is dead.
Right.
Like, the morals and everything has completely gotten lost over the years. So nobody wants to make love no more. Everybody just wants to hit it and quit it. Nobody wants to be in a marriage anymore. They just want a little good time and leave. So, like, nobody can really speak on what good love is anymore. Everybody just wants to shoot up stuff and do everything else. So it's lost. It's definitely lost. And I feel like there's a lot of great artists out here who can bring it back. They're just not getting the attention that they need.
I agree with that. And a lot of time I've seen a lot, especially like when I'm scrolling like through Instagram, I see a lot of like great singers and even great rappers on there. Like, damn, I wish these people could get noticed a lot more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard out here. Yeah.
Yes. So can you share a time when your music helped someone or even made a difference?
Okay, when I think about this question, I think about this one time over the summer. I was writing a song, and it was more of like a spiritual song, a gospel song. And normally, when I write my music, I send it to my friend. So I sent it to her, and she expressed to me how she was going through a dark time in that sense. And I didn't know, like, at all. It was me just literally reaching out, like, "Hey, like, I got, some new music if you want to listen to it." She listens to it, and she told me how, like, it really got her, like, through it. It got her pushing. I've been told my voice soothes people sometimes, calms people down. Some people cry when they listen to me sing. I've always thought that was a little different. I never understood it, but yeah, I've heard some good things about my music and stuff.
Wow, I think that's impressive right there. That's really good. So, what message do you hope people take away from your song that you write?
That there's somebody here who also understands what they're going through, that they're not alone. I've always made sure that I said if I were to go out there like and do music and everybody was able to hear it, that it would help people who didn't feel heard or seen, and to know that like there's somebody here who knows. 'Cause I would always want that for me. So if I can be that for somebody else, it would be amazing.
Wow, that's very good though, man. I see bright things in the future right now. You know what I
Thank
mean?
you.
I can see it. You know what I mean? The first time I meet you, and like my aura just, you know what I'm saying? The vibe just meet because you seem like a good, well-rounded person, and especially when you said that, you know what I'm saying? Or you were like a older you raised your younger siblings. You know what I mean? And I do believe that also teaches you responsibility as you get older as well. So I think that's a good thing, good trait. You know? I knew someone like that too, that she did the same stuff, was babysitting her child at a young age. So I understand perfectly. Yes, ma'am. So let's go to your college journey now, okay? I know you're college right now, doing the thing, trying to be that educated black woman that you will be. You know what I mean? I love that. So tell me, what are you studying in college, and why did you choose that field?
As of right now, I'm studying business management, but that is definitely in the works to get changed
Okay.
to something like performing arts wise. I first chose business management because, I'm gonna be all honest, that was just the last result for me. My senior year of high school was not a really good one for me. I definitely dealt with a lot of mental things. So I didn't really want to go to college. I didn't really want to do anything. I had no strive for it. But I chose Savannah State and I chose business management. And when I got here, it was cool. I thought I wanted to do it. I had my mindset on me getting my business degree, then going to school for cosmetology and getting that. Like I had it set. But then as years went on and as time went on, it just wasn't what I wanted to do.
Okay.
So I'm definitely in the works of trying to get that changed to
Gotcha,
something.
gotcha. So you just said cosmetology. So you say you know do hair and all that?
Yeah, I've actually done hair since like 9th grade.
What?
So,
And you live in Hinesville?
I do.
Okay, I'm gonna have to take my daughter to see what you got, if you don't mind.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, but we're gonna talk about that offline though.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking. That's perfect. That's cool. Okay, so how has college helped shape your vision for your future?
It has definitely taught me that need it, but you don't.
Okay.
Like, you can be okay without college. Definitely.
Okay.
That's how I look at it.
Explain that. I like that. I do. Explain
Yes,
that.
because I mean, I'm also a type of person, I could see beauty in the negative and the positive. And I understand, especially in the black community, we need good jobs. It's hard out here. It's hard to get things, especially the way things are going now. But I do believe you can be just as happy, just as content without college. I feel like college is definitely it's a social growing up. Like you're literally thrown in a world when it's just you and people your age, and you are forced to grow up. You're forced to do things on your own. You're forced to get a job, do bills. Like it gets hard. So I definitely feel like college is a place where you grow mentally. And some people do it right and they grow, you know, like mentally with the degree that they choose. And some yeah. people grow up and they find out that this isn't the place that they want it to be.
I understand that. So with that being said, right, one thing I also noticed too when it comes to college is that when sometimes they go to school for a certain degree, and then when you graduate, it's actually hard to get a job within the field that you went to school for.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I get it. Like I said, you know what I mean? I always tell people, you know what I mean, if they want to go to college, go to trade, do learn a trade or something. Sometimes mm-hmm. that could even be better. And even with a good trade, you can live a good life.
Exactly. You know what I'm
saying? So I understand that, though. I really do. So what challenges have you faced while pursuing your higher education? Have you faced any kind of challenges at all?
The main challenges that I can definitely say I faced was mental, friendships.
Okay, friendships.
Yeah, definitely. Friendships and mental are probably the biggest thing that you can go through in college. It's definitely just like high school, just a lot more cruel.
Okay. Yeah, so when you say friendship, right, is it like your old friends because you're going to college and they're not going to college, or is it some meeting new friends that's in the same college you're going to?
Both.
Okay.
Both. When you, old friends in a sense where you are used to, for example, you're growing up with these people, elementary, middle, high school, you've known mm-hmm. them your whole life. But once you are out there on your own and you get to choose what you want to do, what you want to be, people change. Morals change. Things that they do change. You go, people go to, you know, Florida, people go to Atlanta, people just go everywhere. They go, they meet new people, they experience more things about themselves, they learn more things about themselves. And then it begins to kind of divide your relationship. Y'all don't really believe in the same things anymore. Y'all don't have the same morals. So you can kind of get straight away. When it comes to new friends, you're literally taking, it's vice versa, in my opinion. You are taking people who've known you your whole life and you're expecting that new person to just know everything and get everything and understand you. It gets a little hard sometimes because you don't know who that person is. They don't know who you are. All you can do is trust each other and bond from what y'all bonded on and grow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, basically, I said, I understand that. Because just like me too, you know, I served 20 years in the Army. And it was hard. Like all my friends that I used to hang with before I joined the military, you know, I'll be gone for like 3 years and I'll come back. Things that haven't changed. It's still doing the same stuff. And right. And it's like our friendship starts fading away because now I'm on a different level of my life. You know what I mean? And they're still mm-hmm. doing whatever they were doing from back in the day. So I get it perfectly.
It's no hurt feelings at all, but it's just like you have to grow.
I agree. You do have to grow in life. And how do you balance, right, being a student and an artist at the same time?
It can get hard sometimes. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. Like, there has been months and weeks on end mm-hmm. where I don't pick up nothing. I don't pick up a book. I don't write down anything. I don't jot notes down in my phone because I don't have the time, especially also at the time I was working as well. So working in school, also being a full-time student, it's hard. You can't really, you don't have time for your extracurricular hobbies and activities. So,
yeah, I understand. You're busy. You're a busy person. But you know what, though? It's good, though. Keep busy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The hard work will pay off. As long as you don't stop. Definitely. Don't give up. Do not give up on your dream. Because mm-hmm. trust me, you're working hard, it's going to pay off one day. I believe that. I really believe that. So, what has been your proudest moment so far as a college student?
My performance. I'm in an organization called Word on the college campus. And it's basically an organization with poets, producers, rappers, singers, visual artists. Mm. Like, it's for it's us to have a safe space for each other and we can just be who we are. So when I first joined, I was scared. I didn't like performing. I didn't like people seeing me. I felt like I was getting judged like every time I would go on stage. And it's always been like this, even when I was in church. Okay. So throughout the years, throughout my time performing, I loosened up. I got a little bit more comfortable every single time. And that's probably my biggest accomplishment because I've always told myself I wanted to. I actually put forth the time. I met amazing people who got me out of my shell, and I'm completely different now. I've grown a lot.
Oh wow, yeah, that's good. I mean, and those type of things to help you better enhance your, because just like I say, you was in the shell before, and it helps you to get out of that shell a lot. You know what I mean? Because you're working hard, you're practicing, and you're training. You know what I mean? It helps a lot. Because like even like with me, I was doing this little podcast right now. You know, at one time because of my accent, a lot of times I used to be afraid of public speaking, right? Speaking public, but being in the military. That really helped me out a lot because once I made rank, I got to start speaking in front of people. So I understand. And that guy, when I first started doing it, I was very nervous to do it. You know what I mean?
It's
But
understandable.
yes, man. And at the time, I was in my 30s at the time because I joined the army late. So think about me at 30 or some, a 30 or some man. And I'm doing public speaking in front of a group of, like, let's say privates or soldiers or whatever. You know, I had to get all of that nervousness. So I get it. Yes, ma'am, I get it a lot. Trust me. All right. So let's go to the next topic, right? Inspiration and your vision. So what inspired you to want to create a platform to inspire others?
Just being somebody's voice. I've been saying this for so long. I just want to be able to help others, and I want people to know that they do not have to go through things alone. Like when I talk about it, I go back when we said therapy and how like people should go to therapy. Some people genuinely just don't believe in it. And music and writing and poetry and stuff is their therapy, and it gets them through a lot of things. So if I can be that person and be that safe haven to make like know that you're okay and make you get through the things that you need to get through, I love.
I understand that. It just reminds me of Glorilla. She's like, I'm the voice of the voiceless. So I get it, man. Yeah, that's good stuff, though, man. I like that. So, what are some women, right, famous or personal, that have inspired you in your journey?
Women that have inspired. If I'm being honest, I don't really have women who inspire me. I definitely have women like that I said, okay, they're doing good. Like if they can do it, I can do it. But it's never necessarily been like, okay, I strive to like, be what you like do or do what you do. But I look up to a lot of them, I can say, but none of them are necessarily really inspirations.
Okay, I understand. I understand. Yeah, you gotta carve your own path. I get it, man. So, what does representation mean to you, especially for young girls who look like you?
Representation, it means a lot to me. There's not a lot of Okay, there's a lot of Black people in the community now that are getting their flowers that they deserve. Do not get me wrong, but I feel like what that shows us as Black women is that everything takes time. I'm not taking that away from anything, but the way that it makes us look, we are still underpaid no matter what. We still have to work our butts off no matter what. Though we are getting our flowers, how long did it take us to get that? Though we are getting the pay that we deserve, how long and how many people fought to get that? I guess I just want them to know, though you do have to keep fighting, though it does get hard, though you see how long it takes people to get, that it is still possible, in a sense. I just want them to be heard. I want them to know that they're heard. I don't want them to lose their voice. I want them to speak out because you don't see it a lot. And we are constantly getting shut down every day.
You know, you're absolutely right. And with that being said too, right? Cause you know, I'm into politics a lot lately. In the past few years, I've been paying a lot of attention into politics, right? And one thing I love to see, especially when I watch the TV, when I see these Black women, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, you know what I'm saying? But these Black women on TV speaking, whatever, and when other young black girls see stuff like that, who might want to go into politics one day to see
exactly.
that. Right? Or even like on TV, right? When you see that black journalist speaking, whatever. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
You're seeing somebody who looks like you and it makes you want to do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you want to hide or be in the shadows like it used to do.
Exactly. That's what I love to see, though. You're right, though. Even in a lot of corporations, you don't see a lot of black higher management. You might see
men there.
But, huh?
But they're there, though. Like, they're there. A lot of them do a lot of stuff under the right under on. The surface that, right.
You're absolutely right, right? So, what kind of legacy do you hope to leave behind? It's all said and done, right? You're like 80 years old. You know what I mean? You got your kids and grandkids one day. So what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? My grandkids saw me doing this, whatever.
Of course, I would love for generational wealth. I would love for all of my family to be set.
Okay.
But I would also want them to know that, like, their grandmother, their mother, she did what she needed to do. She didn't let nothing get in her way. She stood tall. She stood strong. And I would want them to find some type of, like, inspiration from that. I would want them to do it. I would want them to continue doing my legacy. Not necessarily the things that I want to do, but you find something that you like. You find your dream. You stick to it. And you go. You just run.
That's so true, true. That's very true. Okay, so, if a young girl came to you for advice on chasing her dreams, what would you say to that young lady?
There's going to be a lot of people who don't believe in them. There's going to be a lot of people who tell you it's impossible. There's going to be a lot of people who you think are your friends and who you think are behind your back who aren't going to stand with you, who aren't going to stand tall, but you have to believe in yourself. You have to be your biggest supporter. You have to continue putting in to what you want, to what you do, in order to get the outcome that you strive for.
That's perfect. That's well said. Well said. Well said. So now, we'll go to a different topic now, the industry and future goals. So what has been your experience navigating the music or entertainment industry? What has been your experience? Has it been hard for you
now,
to try to...
Yes. It has. I haven't necessarily been out there. Like, I haven't really been discovered. The only people who know me are close friends, family. If I post on, like, TikTok or if I post on Instagram and it gets shared, yeah, people see it. But for some reason, if it's not speaking to them directly, if you're not, what is the word? If you are not... I'm trying to think of the word.
If people are on like
relate. Yeah. If you do not relate to the topics that are being said, then they don't really listen all the way. So it's been a little hard to get out there. It's been a little hard to let people hear my voice.
Gotcha.
But the views are there. Just the shares, the likes, no.
Gotcha. So have you ever, I don't know if you've done this before, but have you ever decided to put on like in a little community, like a small show? You know what I mean? With songs that you have recorded? You ever thought about something like that?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm not going to say that I haven't. It's always been... Performing is always on my mind. Right. I always think about performing. But actually going through with the process, no, I haven't.
Okay. This is really my actor. I know... Okay, so back in... You know, I'm old guy. I'm an OG, okay?
Okay.
But back in the day, there was this group called Crisscross, right? Mm-hmm. You ever heard of them?
Maybe.
Okay, Crisscross, right? Okay, you ever heard of Jermaine Dupri?
Yes.
Okay, so he discovered Crisscross, and this is what the Crisscross, they were performing in the mall one time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Actually, performing in the mall, just rapping and stuff like that, right? And that's how he got discovered. I know a lot of people today, they use the internet and stuff like that, but to me, they don't want to say, I'm going to find a little spot, I'm going to perform and record it, after somebody record me, and put it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's something a little different. I don't know. Something to think about.
No, of course. I would, you know, karaoke's. I've actually went to an open mic night maybe like a month or two ago. And I did sing. You know, some people see me who never see me before. I would continuously go. Don't get me wrong. It just, when it doesn't, I have to put it in my schedule. I have to make it work for myself. So that also goes with another thing on me believing in myself higher than other people.
Yes. I believe you could do it. So no, you never a karaoke place here in Hinesville?
I don't know, actually. Okay. I was pretty young to go out and see. And I haven't really been in Hinesville consecutively since I've been in college. So.
I understand that. I got you. So no, have you had to overcome any kind of stereotypes or barriers in your creative journey?
I wouldn't say so. I don't think so. I mean, unless you want to use that, you know, I am a young adult. I'm a young woman. I'm colored. But not really. I haven't had anything.
Good stuff. So how do you handle self-doubt or imposter syndrome?
Got to work through it. You have to tell yourself that it's okay. You have to tell yourself that you're going to be fine. It's normal to have brain farts. It's normal to have writer's block. You know, we're human. We have things going on in our personal life. So I deal with it. I don't let myself sit in it for too long, but I do deal with it and I overcome it.
Gotcha. And what's one dream project you hope to bring to life within the next 5 years?
To have at least 5 features with like some of my top artists.
Okay.
I would love to work under Beyonce. I'm not gonna lie. I would love to. Being either background, either being vocal, something like she did Blackbird. I would love it. Okay. I would definitely love to work with Jazz. I would love to work with all of the 5 people that I named: Cynthia, Jasmine, Yeba, Adele. Just to get some type of advice, some type of guidance in how the industry has molded them and helped them. I would definitely love to be performing somewhere big in the next 5 years. I don't know where, but I would love to be somewhere big.
Gotcha. And if you could collaborate with any artist, So what does success look like to you?
Happiness, peace, not necessarily money, but that I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing for others, that it's helping somebody, that people are coming to me getting texts, emails or something, and seeing stories of how my presence, my on this earth has helped you in some type of way. That's what success looks like to me.
That's perfect. I like that. So do you feel pressure to make it, or do you focus more on the process?
Both. I feel pressure to make it, but I'm also accepting the process that it takes to get there. Gotcha. It takes time, and the story is great. I love a good story.
I love it. Okay, so when I say the pressure, how does the pressure affect you? Does it affect you mentally?
Definitely. Sometimes, I can't lie, you could feel like a failure when things aren't going good. Like, you can feel like the world is just against you. You can feel the weight on your world. You feel like you have to be perfect. You feel like things aren't going your way. You know, you have a minor setback and it feels like a major one. And it gets hard sometimes. It does. I can't lie.
I understand that, man. So, okay, now, your mindset, right? So how do you stay motivated, right, during tough times?
Music is a very, very, very big part of my life. Like, if I have a song that I'm hyper-fixated on, I would constantly listen to that. I find myself going to the stairwell, just singing songs. Like, music gets me out of everything.
Perfect. So what does self-care look like to you? When it's time, I'm relaxing, no school today, no music. No, I just want to take care of me, La Trinity. Talk to me.
To be honest with you, I go to sleep. I be tired. So
I'll
go to sleep, you know, just rest. I'll probably scroll, talk to my friends, hang out with my friends, you know, socialize with people.
Exactly.
Sometimes I could be to myself, but I socialize.
Yeah, that's good though, man. There's nothing wrong with that. To have your friend, y'all go out and have a good time. Girls' night, all the great stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, young ladies like to do. You like to have fun. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, that's good. I like that. Because it to me, that also helps with your mental health as well, too. You know what I mean?
Definitely. You have to have a great support system behind you in order to have a decent like mental health. If you have nobody, it can get pretty hard.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it can. So how do you protect your peace, right? while pursuing your goals?
The block button. Don't respond.
He said block button. I like that. The block button. Block. Hey.
Yeah, don't respond. You just have to understand. This is, you know, this is my phone. This is my life. You're not going to stress me.
Sorry. I agree. You know what, though? I just love that so much. I always be one like some of the young people, right? Why y'all let the other people stress y'all out? You're too young for that. You know what I mean? If somebody, hey, stress
you sometimes out, you find that one and it do, like, if you love them enough, you'll let them stress you. But, you know, yes, the man. Other people, block them.
You block them? Hey, even the guy that you love a lot, sometimes you got to, hey.
Sometimes you got to let them go.
Yeah, let them go too, man. Too young for all that. For the enjoy life when you're young. You know what I mean? Put the enjoy life, man. All the stress. You know what I mean?
You don't need it.
You don't need all that. God, I told you, I've been there, I've done that when I was young. So, what role has faith, spirituality, or personal belief played in your life?
It plays the biggest part of my life, honestly. I'm not as close or in touch with it as I want to be. It's definitely a learning thing. It's definitely a growing thing. But he is somebody that holds a lot of weight in my life, definitely. Okay. I call to him. I call to him when I need him. Call him when everything goes good. He's good. He's dope.
You're right about that. You know what I mean? And he will carry you when you need to be carried.
Definitely.
Yeah, you ever seen the I don't know if he, well, this old school, this little painting from back in the day they explain war. Mm-hmm. Then when you're actually walking, the two footsteps beside, like there's a set of footsteps beside yours, and you're actually walking, but next thing you know, you're not walking, and you're wondering why you're not walking, but the man above is actually carrying you.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a old school.
Never seen it. Yeah, I've never seen it. But I've definitely always said to put your feet with your faith, and everything will be okay.
Yes, I agree with that. So if you could go back and talk to your 10-year-old self, what would you say?
You went a long road for a lot of crazy things, but you're gonna be okay. The way that you are right now, you're not mm-hmm. gonna be. You're gonna meet a lot of amazing people in your life who are going to show you the beauty of life. So just hang on.
Hang on, that's right. Okay, I have a couple more questions real quick. So what's a fun or surprising fact about you most people don't know? If you want to share. You don't have to share if you don't want to.
I don't know if I have one.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I don't.
Got you. And let's see, though. If your life had a theme song, right, what would it be right now if your life had a theme song?
That's a great question. Yeah. Okay, I'm only gonna use this one because it's on my socials. But My House by Beyonce. I love Beyonce. Okay, I just My House by Beyonce. Definitely, it gets me lit.
Beyonce, My House. Oh, I like that.
My House. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never heard a song before. I might have to actually listen to it later on.
Yeah, she rapping in there. She's singing. She's.
What? Hey, matter of fact, talk about rapping, right? You ever decided to maybe rap a little bit too, or just singing?
No, I've definitely made like two rap songs. I can't. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you mind? Mm-hmm. No, but one day I can hear it.
Maybe one day if I feel comfortable enough.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I want to listen. I love music. Okay, I'm a music guy. I love mm-hmm. music. Okay, so let's see now. What's one book, or podcast, or movie, right, that changed your perspective?
Podcast-wise, I don't think I have one. Book-wise, I don't have one either.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I normally watch like documentaries or something like that. But even then, I just use it for personal growth. Not necessarily like change my life in a sense. But I do take from some things that they do and some things that they've gone through and kind of apply it to mine.
Got you. Okay, I got two more questions.
Okay.
So how do you celebrate your small wins?
I really don't. Like, I don't. I just, you know, I'm ecstatic about it. I appreciate it. And it goes from there. Like, you know, maybe I'll hang with my friends or something like that. But it's not nothing too crazy. Like, we'll celebrate it all together.
Okay, that's good. I think you should, though, man. Anything small, celebrate, have fun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't live once, man. You gotta have fun with your life, young lady. So, last question: what's one thing you're grateful for today?
Breath in my lungs, being able to wake up and see another day. To be honest, my talents. I'm very grateful for my talents. I had to realize that like not everybody can do what you do. So appreciate it. Be grateful for it. Be humble about it. That's what I'm grateful for.
And with that being said, I appreciate you so much. So much. Thank you for coming on the show, young lady. But like I said, I'm going to get with you because I want to do my daughter's hair.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For real. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And enjoy the rest of your day. Okay.
You as well.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So before I go, I just want to promote my book, The Unyielding Spirit. It's about the Jamaican Maroons and their fight against slavery. Please, it's available on Amazon. So if you don't mind, please go get yourself your copy. It's really a lot of great information within this book. And with that being said, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.